Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number one is coming up. Welcome once again to PDX Bluescast, a podcast showcasing blues music originating from Portland, Oregon and the surrounding areas. I'm your host, Pat McDougall. I'm a blues lover and sometime blues musician living here in Portland, Oregon. And I should start off the first show just telling you a little bit about Portland and the music scene here. We have a very active blues scene, boasts a number of artists with national and international reputations. But there's also a bunch of very talented people who work mostly locally and regionally and put out fantastic music. There are more and more blues artists relocating here to Portland, Oregon, from places like New Orleans, Austin, Texas, and elsewhere, because of the reputation of our blues scene here. Every July, we enjoy the Waterfront Blues Festival, which is in fact the largest blues festival west of the Mississippi. It takes place over a number of days, sometimes 3-4 days. In fact, in 2006, it'll be a 5-day festival. And it features a great mix of both local and national artists coming out here and showcasing their amazing talent and energy. And it all takes place on 3 stages right on the banks of the Willamette River, and it's a great time. The mission of this podcast is to showcase the fantastic blues music being produced right here in Portland and the outlying areas, and to bring that music and the artists to a wider audience if possible. I hope that when you hear the music, some or all of it, that you'll be motivated to pick up the artist's CDs. I'll be providing links to how to get their music in the show notes, which you'll find at www.pdxbluescast.com. And then, of course, if you see these artists coming through your town, wherever you might be, definitely make sure you catch them, because as you already know, I probably don't have to tell you, live music is best. If you're in the Portland area, well, go out and hear these people. You got to support the live music. Musicians are working hard every night, making a living at what they do best, trying to eke out a living, let's say, and they need your support, so go out and hear them. Okay, it's probably time at this point to dive into some music, and so we're going to start with someone who is a long-time stalwart here on the Portland blues scene. Actually got his start down in Eugene with folks like Robert Cray, Curtis Salgado, a bunch of others, and has played with such greats as Albert Collins, Big Walter Horton, the list goes on. So I'll jump right in. This is Mr. D.K. Stewart and his band, the D.K. Four, with Come Back Love.
Well, come back, love. Since you left, oh, oh, I'm all alone. I got nobody to call my own.
Let the clouds part, let the sun through the sky. Drop my jaw chip on my lip, but sugar, you're divine.
Rose City Kings with Put a Wiggle in It from their record Up on It. The Rose City Kings are named after Portland, which is known as the Rose City. And we have a Rose Festival here every summer. And let me tell you, the excitement is beyond description. But that's definitely true for the Rose City Kings. They're a great band. In contrast with D.K. Stewart, who I played just before them, I better choose my words carefully. D.K.'s a veteran, let's say, of the blues scene and is a master of the music that he plays, the blues, the R&B, New Orleans-style stuff. And in contrast, the Rose City Kings are a little newer on the scene. They have three CDs under their belt already because they're a hardworking band. And in fact, the CD that song came from, called Up On It, was just awarded the title of Best West Coast CD by Real Blues Magazine. So good for them. They're moving along and doing great. On that song, Dan Berkery was doing the lead vocals, Joe Powers on harmonica, and you had a guest artist there, Mr. David Vest, playing piano, and we'll hear more from David in a second. I'm going to back up real quickly and just talk about the DK4, DK Stewart. He's put together just a powerhouse of a band there. It's DK on vocals and keyboards, and he's in, you know, his keyboard skills are undeniable, but he's one of the more underrated vocalists in town. His vocals do not get quite enough attention, and he's just a heck of a singer. You have Peter Damon on guitar, and it just so happens you'll hear a bit from Peter during this show. He's appearing on a few different recordings, and that's okay because he's one of the best. On bass is Don Campbell, a guy who has a long history in Portland as a fantastic anchor to a lot of groups, Lloyd Jones, and several others, Paul DeLay. Let's see, and then Carlton Jackson on the drums, just a monster drummer, and you hear it in that song, and you hear it all through that CD. It's DK4 in the house. If you do not own this CD, CD, excuse me, you simply must. And as I say, you'll find links in the show notes to how to do that. Then the Rose City Kings, we talked about them a second ago. That's a CD that you really ought to have, and they have one prior to that called Delta Hop. They also have followed up the Up On It CD with a live CD called Holler Out for More. And all those are worthwhile, so check out the Rose City Kings. Now, I mentioned that a guy named David Vest played piano as a guest appearance on that Rose City Kings song. David is a solo artist in his own right. He came to Portland from Texas a few years back and joined a group called the Cannonballs. They put out a CD, and then they went their separate ways, and David ended up joining Paul DeLay's band, but still maintaining a solo career on his own. He's released now two CDs. Well, he's more than that, but in recent times, under his own name, he has, in the Portland area, he's released two CDs. And one's called Way Down Here, and the one that we're going to hear a tune from right now is called Serve Me Right to Shuffle. And this song is called Come Down.
Come down, pretty baby, come down. Come down, oh baby, come down. Got your nose in the air, feet don't touch the ground. Down, pretty baby, and see. Come down, down where reality be. I can't look up to you, you looking down on me. Come down, baby, try to understand. Come down. Blaming me for being a man. I was born that way, and I do the best I can.
kind of cute. I ain't afraid of you. Dressed up in something now. What you gonna do? Come on, with it. Guys, so let me tell you something, woman. Neither do I. Come on with it.
Is Paul Delay, the one, the only, a force of nature unto himself. He's a fantastic harmonica player, that much is obvious. He's also a great singer and a real strong songwriter. That is Come On With It from his record, Nice and Strong. And, of course, he has a great band backing him up there, including Peter Dammann, who I mentioned before. And also, at this point in the band's history, he has Louis Payne on the keyboard. Louis Payne is a master of the Hammond B3, and we'll come back to him in just a second. Prior to Paul Delay, you heard David Vest with his song Come Down from his most recent record, Serve Me Right to Shuffle. And David Vest, as I mentioned, is currently Paul Delay's keyboard player as well as a solo artist. Now, back to Louis Payne. Louis Payne, after parting ways with Paul Delay, went on and is doing many different things. He plays with Mel Brown, who's a local but renowned drummer, formerly with Diana Ross and so many others, a Motown drummer, in fact, but located here in Portland, and Louis plays with him on a regular basis. But most recently, Louis hooked up with a singer named Sweet Baby James Benton and put together an ensemble that puts Sweet Baby James up front with his soulful vocals and then has the Hammond B3 kind of at the centerpiece with Louis kicking bass on the B3 as well. And this is one heck of a band, and they have released a CD which is a live performance from last July's Waterfront Blues Festival. And so I was mentioning the Blues Festival earlier. This is an example of the caliber of entertainment that is available at this Blues Festival. I was there watching this from the crowd, and I was transfixed at the time, and the CD captures every bit of the electricity that was there. So this is a song from that CD. The band goes by King Louie and Baby James. This song is I Don't Want No Woman.
Little thing we put together, I don't want no woman telling me what to do. That's why I'm by myself. I don't want no woman telling me what to do. I don't want no woman telling me what to do, baby. I'm grown, little girl. I'm just as grown as you, yeah. Telling me about this and that. Do this, do that, do that. I'm not doing none of that. I don't want just don't go for that. Look out. You used to boss your men, but I don't deny. Before I let you boss me, I would lay right down and die. I don't want no woman telling me what to do. I'm grown, little girl. Little girl, I'm just as grown as you. You boss me, I would lay right down and die. I don't want no woman telling me what to do, Lord. I'm grown, little girl. I'm just as grown as you, babe. I don't want no woman. I'm not gonna have no woman. I don't want no woman, babe, telling me what to do, Lord.
Drive me away. If you feed me, I'll keep coming around. just like the neighborhood hound. I was out last night raising sand. Here I come back again. I said, understand, I'm just a no good man. Go ahead, treat me like the dog I am.
Jones with the Lloyd Jones Struggle. That's Treat Me Like the Dog I Am from his record Love Gotcha on Blind Pig Records from 1999. Lloyd Jones is one of the standout blues and rhythm and blues artists here in Portland. He has a national reputation. He's on Delbert McClinton's blues cruise every year. And he's recorded an album called Triple Trouble with Tommy Shannon and Chris Layton, as well as Tommy Castro and Jimmy Hall. God, I hope I got that right. I think I did. And that is a heck of a record if you want to pick that up. There's some fantastic stuff there. Lloyd, of course, a great guitar player, very expressive bluesy singer. And in fact, he started off as a drummer. So he clearly has a feel for the groove, and that comes through in his music. Just before that, we heard King Louie and Baby James from their live record, Live at the Waterfront Blues Festival 2005, and the song I Don't Want No Woman. Great groove working its way through that song, thanks to Lewis Payne on the Hammond kick and bass there, and also to the drummer, a great young guy named Anthony Jones. Quite a player, a lot of fun to watch. And then you had Peter Damon on guitar. Oh, look at that, surprise, he's everywhere. And in fact, Peter Damon is the talent coordinator for the Waterfront Blues Festival. He's been doing it for I do not know how many years, a lot of years, and obviously does a fantastic job every year. Then you have Renato Caranto on the saxophone, and Janice Scroggins guesting on piano for that song. So, a wonderful record. Do go out and pick that up. Just nothing like the kind of soul-drenched blues and rhythm and blues they're doing there. We're almost done, but we got a couple more songs we want to play for you before we go. Coming out of Portland, we have an artist who got his start in Eugene and has been just a driving force in the scene here in Eugene and Portland, a guy who has mentored other blues musicians. This guy's name is Bill Rhodes, and Bill is a virtuoso of the blues harp, and not only that, but a student of the real authentic blues styles, particularly the harp players, of course, but he is an avid record collector, has quite a collection, and would host his friends to come over and listen to his records. That included people like Curtis Salgado, D.K. Stewart, Robert Cray, several others, and a lot of them will credit Bill for turning him on to different artists that were more obscure at the time. Now, Bill Rhodes has had a band for some time called Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings. A few different players have worked their way through that. Right now, he has an incredible lineup, including Michael Osborne on guitar, who was on the road with John Lee Hooker for many years. They've just released a new record. It's called Voodoo Lovin', and this is a song. It's actually the opening song from Voodoo Lovin'. It's called Waiting and Worrying.
Yes, I'm waiting and worrying for you to come back home. Yes, I'm waiting and worrying for you to come back home. You said you're just going out. Well, baby, you've been gone too long. Are you worried in trouble, baby? Yes, I'm wondering now. Are you worried in trouble, baby? Yes, I'm wondering now. Don't know where to call or look. Yes, I got a bad feeling now.
is Curtis Salgado, a hometown treasure here in Portland, Oregon. That's a song called The Sum of Something from his most recent record called Strong Suspicion. And Curtis, as I mentioned before, got his start in Eugene, Oregon, playing with folks like Robert Cray, D.K. Stewart, Bill Rhodes, other folks like that, and then backing up amazing artists like Albert Collins, Big Walter Horton. I'm missing. The list is much, much longer than that, but these folks would come through Eugene, and Curtis and other local musicians would back them up when they played, and that, of course, is a great way to cut your teeth. Curtis moved on from there to become a solo artist in his own right, and he's released, I don't have the count how many records. Strong Suspicion is the most recent one, but we'll have links to where you can learn more about Curtis and pick up all the great music that he has released over the years. Before Curtis Salgado, we heard Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings with a song called Waiting and Worrying off their most recent record called Voodoo Lovin'. And I mentioned Bill, I mentioned his guitar player, Michael Osborne, but we should also mention Johnny Moore, his just steady, in-the-pocket drummer, a guy who's also a veteran, and it shows. He's got it nailed down. And then Tom Zell, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing his name right, it is S-Z-E-L-L, but whatever the correct pronunciation, he's in the pocket on the bass, and boy, it just, that group is such a solid functioning unit. I should mention that Bill Rhodes and the Party King just won a competition, actually back in July. They won a competition that is run by the Cascade Blues Association here in Portland to send a local band to Memphis for the International Blues Challenge, which will happen in February. They competed with several other bands, and through semifinals and then finals at the Waterfront Blues Festival, and they were judged to come out on top there, and that means they will go on in February to the International Blues Challenge and compete with folks from, in fact, all over the country and in some cases all over the world for top honors there, and we wish them tons of luck, and they're going to give a bunch of other challengers a run for their money. I have no doubt about that. That's going to wrap it up for this first show of PDX Bluescast. I'd love to hear your feedback, and there are, in fact, three different ways that you can provide that to me. You can go to the website at www.pdxbluescast.com, and you can post a comment right there on the blog, and that is something that I'll see as soon as you do it. You can also send email to letters@pdxbluescast.com, and I'll receive that email. If you like, you can also leave us voicemail by simply calling 206-309-PDXB. That's 206-309-7392, and leave us a voicemail, and we'll play that on the air if you don't mind us doing that. Again, my name is Pat McDougall. It's a great pleasure to be doing this, and you can look for another episode in a week. And so subscribe to the Bluescast in your podcatcher of choice. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check out the link on our website that says, "What is podcasting?" And that will give you everything you need to know to make sure that you catch every episode as soon as it's released. And that's it for this episode of PDX Bluescast. I appreciate your listening. I hope you'll come back. Thanks so much, and keep supporting the blues.